It's 71 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington. 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Jane Raddick, the chair of the 2016 Empty Bowls event and the vice president of the board of directors for Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. This year, Empty Bowls is this Friday from 11 a.m. until 1:30 at the First Baptist Activity Center on Independence Drive. Thank you so much for joining us, Jane Raddick.
Thank you, Gina.
Now, Jane, for those folks, you know, new in town or who've been living under a rock or in a cave, who've never heard about the Empty Bowls event, the Empty Bowls Project, tell us about what happens on Friday. It's a big thing that happens in that little window of time. It's 11 a.m. till 1:30.
That's
what happens there at the First Baptist Activity Center?
Well, the Empty Bowls event is actually a national event that each community takes on and puts its own flavor onto it. And in Wilmington, this is our eighth biannual event. It comes every other year. And it's an event that is to raise awareness about global hunger, but also to fight it at a local level. And so for $20 a ticket, you can come and wait in the bread line and get delicious soup and bread donated by local restaurants. And then you can go pick out a beautiful bowl made by a local artisan or potter. And you can help raise money for Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, which is an emergency food bank, and Good Shepherd.
Now, you said that every vicinity kind of puts their own flavor on it.
Yes.
No pun intended, right? We've got 20 restaurants, over 20 restaurants.
That's correct.
Local restaurants donating this food, this soup and bread, mm-hmm. Which is a lovely meal. And what about these bowls that people get to pick out? I know you don't get to eat in the bowl that you choose. But
that's right.
You get to choose a bowl that you get to take home with you that is made by a local artist.
Yes, and these are professional artisans. It's certainly not a bowl that I've pinched together. But there are 1,500 plus bowls that are made, hence the reason, part of the reason that we do it every other year. And when you walk into that bowl room, the biggest challenge you're going to have is so many bowls will speak to you. No matter what time you get there, there is always a beautiful bowl that is calling your name, and usually several. So the decision-making process is challenging. But the Coastal Carolina Clay Guild are the folks that really rally the troops in our community and those artisans and potters to create those amazing bowls.
Now, this is all about hunger, the Empty Bowls Project.
Yes.
It's about recognizing and thinking about the empty bowls that are on people's tables, people who don't have food to put in it.
That is right.
In them. And how important is the work that's going on with Mother Hubbard's Cupboard and the Good Shepherd Center? I understand Good Shepherd, they give out 88,000
hot meals a year.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, we serve about 3,000 clients every month, giving them 3 to 5 days worth of food, hopefully to help bridge that gap in their month. Just locally, to give you an idea, in New Hanover County and the surrounding areas, there's about 75,000 people that have food insecurity, and a quarter of those are kids. So locally in our community, you know, neighbors helping neighbors in a nation where there's an abundance of food, it seems that hunger should not be an issue that an American citizen faces.
In the work that you've done with Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, and as long as you've been involved in this work, have things gotten better in our area or worse?
Well, I would say that for a while there, when the economy was really struggling, our numbers were rising almost exponentially. But right now, the lovely thing is that our numbers, I can speak for Mother Hubbard's, our numbers are kind of staying status quo, which they have, I think, for about the past 6 months. So we are still serving about 3,000 clients a month, but instead of every month those numbers increasing, we're starting to see a little bit more of
plateau.
Yes, which is ideally we would be out of business if things went the way we wanted in the fight for hunger. We don't see that happening anytime soon, sadly. But in our community, there are places like Good Shepherd, places like Mother Hubbard's. There is such a support network that we work with each other as well to help those clients and those people in our community in need.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Jane Raddick. She's the chair of the 2016 Empty Bowls event, which is this Friday. That's right. It's here. And it's only every other year. So
That's
it is
right.
really exciting. It's like, oh, it's Empty Bowls this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1:30 at the First Baptist Activity Center on Independence Drive. And it's exciting not only because for $20 you get lunch and a beautiful bowl mm-hmm. made by an artist, a local artist, but that you're helping something that is, it's so, I think we forget. It's so easy to forget about, you know,
yeah, most of
the
us,
hunger in this community.
That is correct. You know, we say all the time, oh, I'm starving.
Yeah, no. Now, folks, you can get tickets for this at New Elements Gallery, Temptations, Spectrum, Art in Bloom, Portland Grill, Jester's Java, First Baptist Activity Center has tickets, of course. That's where the event is. I may have missed
Blue Moon. Eclipse Gallery.
Mm-hmm. Eclipse.
Spectrum. I can't remember what all we've
yeah.
said.
So a lot of different places. You can also buy tickets right there at the First Baptist Activity Center on the day of the event, which is Friday. Usually, according to Jane...
Yes. We have, like I said, on Thursday evening, we'll be counting the amount of tickets we've sold and the number of bowls we have. And if there is a, you know, a difference
more.
Between those, we
yeah.
sell them at the door. However, I did want to say, when you come by and you haven't gotten your ticket yet for Friday morning and you see that long bread line, but you're in a time crunch, we do have a to-go line. So the to-go line, you come in, we get you in a different line, we pack up your soup, you scoot into the bowl room, you take as much time as you need and have to pick out your beautiful bowl, and you're out the door.
Right.
So that to-go line, please do not be put off by that bread line that we're simulating. We can get people in, that have a time crunch in and out.
Also, very quickly, you're also having a silent auction of some of Hiroshi's work.
Yes. We are having a silent auction that Hiroshi has donated sets of his bowls that he had on the Cameron Art Museum, his display, and those will be in the silent auction
Great.
Along with some other beautiful bowls that he's curated from artisans.
That's an exciting new addition to Empty Bowls event this year on Friday, beginning at 11 a.m. going to 1:30. Thank you so much, Jane Raddick.
Thank you.
It's 12:06.